All this week, we're shining the spotlight on Joondalup, ABC Radio Perth and WA.
So picture this. You're sitting on your front porch in a big, comfy armchair, hot cup of tea in your hand. You look out across the road to a sea of green trees and foliage as the kookaburras call to you from where they perch. Serenity, right? Well, for a lucky handful of houses that butt up against Shepherd's Bush Reserve, that's a reality. And certainly, when I'm told, gardening guru Sabrina Hahn, that we're broadcasting from Currumbine today, she said, you've got to check out Shepherd's Bush Reserve. It's a hidden gem in the suburb of Kingsley, and it comes under the city of Joondalup. So I've got Albert Jacob, the mayor, also former environment minister, here as my guest. Hello, Albert.
Hi, Christine. Hi, listeners.
Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, before we talk about this particular reserve and why it's a biodiversity hotspot, the storm last night, did it wake you up?
That was certainly a... Yeah. I was out a bit late and I had to drive home along the coast. That's given the area quite a battering. But I see we had a tree come over in HBF Arena on a car, but I'm not aware yet of any significant damage on council property. But I'll be getting an update a bit later this afternoon.
All right, fingers crossed it's not too bad. What can you tell us about Shepherd's Bush Reserve? How big is it? What's there?
So it really is a little gem. It's one of our five key bushland areas in the city. All of them are gems, if I could say. But this one in Kingsley, much loved by local residents. And as you said, if you're one of those people who's lucky enough to live opposite it, the outlook that you'd have, I think, is better than an oceanfront outlook, to be honest. 16.5 hectares, 110 endemic species contained within the park. It's actually representative of two federally listed threatened ecological communities, being Chewett Woodland and Banksia Woodland. And it's a roosting site for both Carnaby cockatoos and also red-tailed forest black cockatoos. It's not just an amazing nature reserve, it's also a great recreational reserve. The council, 4 years ago, opened a new pump and jump on the fringe of it with support from the local friends group, who are very active, and also local residents. So there's a really active recreational area for local kids immediately adjacent to the bushland, and there's a very active, as I said, local friends group that look after it.
Pump and jump?
Yes, a pump and jump. So for mountain bike and BMX riders.
Thank you.
So you're extreme jumping. It's honestly, it's one of the best pump and jump tracks you'll find anywhere in the city. Not a bitumised one, a clay one, although there is a little bitumised kids track there.
Good to know. So you were the WA Environment Minister, now you're the Mayor. In the context of the whole state, why is this spot so special?
Well, southwest of Western Australia is a global biodiversity hotspot, one of 15 or 16. It's particularly special in a Joondalup context. If you look at the Swan Coastal Plain, I think 70, maybe up to 80% of the Swan Coastal Plain was cleared during its development. The city of Joondalup, but being quite a young council, young area, was the first master plan community in Australia, if not in the world, to be designed on triple bottom line principles. So considerations of the environment were there from the outset. As I said, Kingsley, that 16.5 hectares in Shepherd's Bush was set aside. There's a number of smaller bushland reserves in Kingsley. Yellagonga Regional Park is the entire eastern boundary of the suburb of Kingsley. We also have a reserve in Lilburn, a larger reserve in Warwick, a very large reserve in Craigie Bushland. We have these reserves that have been set aside from day one in master planning Joondalup, and 75% of our boundary as a council, even though we're a very metropolitan council, is a state conservation reserve, be it regional park, national park or marine park.
That's impressive. And you've got 22 suburbs in your council?
Yes, we do, and 161,000 residents.
Yeah,
so one of the four biggest councils in the state.
So why is it named Shepherd's Bush Reserve?
Oh, I don't actually know.
Because there's Shepherd's Bush in London.
Yes.
But I don't know if there's any link.
No, I know you have our history expert coming on. Good question.
Hey, he's still here partying with Sabrina Hahn in the background. So we'll ask Richard often if he can find out for us. So what threats exist when it comes to this beautiful bit of land?
We did have some issues even in the last 12 months. That pump and jump's very popular, but we didn't have a local toilet there. So people were sort of using the bushland as a little hidey hole. We've just placed a standalone...
Well, that's fertilizer.
The short answer is people are the biggest threat.
Cats
are the next biggest threat. So people and cats are the two biggest. We want people in the park. We have formalized footpaths. In the last 3 months, we just put 5 new seats in the park. We want to encourage people to go in, but we want them to go in the right way, because if people are using it the way that it's been designed, you've got full passive surveillance. You don't have people making hidey holes or wrecking the bush, and then we're keeping an eye on it.
It's very important. 2:15 on ABC Radio Perth and WA. I'm speaking to Albert Jacob, Mayor of the City of Joondalup. We're talking about Shepherd's Bush Reserve in the context of our state and what a wonderful place it is. The playground is a destination unto itself, as you mentioned. It's important for the community. Where is your favourite part of the City of Joondalup? Before you go, which spot do you really love to go to, Albert?
Oh, gosh. I make a point of walking around most of the bushland areas at different times. I'm a sucker for Tuart Woodland. There is a bit of Tuart Woodland in Shepherd's Bush in Kingsley, but Craigie Bushland has the best example of Tuart Woodland in the City of Joondalup. It's also got its own fenced off sanctuary zone, so it's completely free of predators. We got all the foxes and cats out of there, and we now have a self-sustaining quenda population. So if I were to pick one, that is probably the greatest hidden gem in terms of a nature reserve, immediately behind Craigie Leisure Centre, entirely, as I said, with a sanctuary fencing around it, but still accessible for people to walk through. That would be the richest example of Tuart Woodland in the City of Joondalup.
Very good. Well, thank you for coming down to our broadcast at Currumbine Central.
Thanks,
it's nice to have the Mayor here whilst we talk about your area.
This is my local, so very easy.
Very good.